Well, we've got just a little bit of time left, Mary. I thought maybe you could pick out one more tidbit from your book to share that. Again, the book is Awakening Universe, Emerging Personhood, and it's by Mary Conroy Coelho. We've had a few tidbits throughout here. If people want to find it, they can just search for Awakening Universe, Emerging Personhood. Of course, they can buy the book via Amazon or any of the other bookstores. You want to read a little bit about it. Website for it is newuniversestory.com. newuniversestory.com. You'll find more connection to Mary Coelho's writings via quakerearthcare.org. On quakerearthcare.org, go to the Publications tab, and you'll find things about Quakers and the news story there, something that she's written for Quaker Earthcare Witness. So is there a passage that you'd care to share before we sign off, Mary?
Yes, I would like to, although I would add that the Universe Story website contains art that I've painted, watercolors trying to express something of this worldview that's emerging for us.
So they shouldn't go there expecting to read the book and reading all kind of intellectual commentary?
Yeah, it's more on the Amazon that there is a couple of reviews that give them more an idea of what the book is about. You asked for a possible reading about this, and this does speak to the integration the book is working on. Brian Swinn expresses the radical integration we're describing when he says, "The consciousness that learns it is at the origin point of the universe is itself an origin point of the universe. The very creativity of the whole thing is within us. The contemplative has developed this consciousness." Lawrence Kushner writes in The River of Light of the role of consciousness, quote, "It is as if the primary act of creation is simply becoming conscious, and that through becoming conscious, we, like God, create ourselves. The first and most important creation that human beings, and through them the one of being, through the one of being human beings, can give birth is to consciousness, awareness, eyes open, remade for wonder, eyes that see, eyes that hear, hands that feel." That's the end of the quote from Lawrence Kushner. The creation of consciousness was central to Carl Jung's personal myth. Edward Edinger points out that Jung recognized that the divine service which man can render to God is to make it possible for light to emerge from the darkness, where the creator may become conscious of his creation and man conscious of himself. Further, Edinger writes, "When enough individuals are carriers of the consciousness of wholeness, the world itself will become whole." Jung thought that what both Christ and Buddha have in common is the idea of being a carrier of consciousness. Erich Neumann wrote of the renewal of the world by the change in consciousness brought by encounter with the numinous. The world and history are the places in which the numinous manifests itself. That numinous which transforms its elect by revelation and mystical encounters, and through them renews the world. End quote from Erich Neumann. And the emergence of consciousness, which is part of the new story, is the story of the emergence of complex consciousness. That's what happens on the earth, and integrating that emergence with the contemplative tradition.